And Helen was here. I was there. And a nice lady that died. What was her name? Can't think of the other second grade
and
teacher.
Mrs. was my fourth grade. Was my fifth grade. And
who was your sixth? Who was principal in?
There is that I forgot her name just now. It's the principal was God, what was his name?
Jim.
Mr.
Can't think of my what his name was either. Jim was and he was transferred over to Caldwell. What was his name?
Yes.
Okay, I was there. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah, and the coach's name was a little skinny blonde guy that was always running marathons in New York City or Detroit. I was teaching there, yeah.
That's so funny.
So it's a big coincidence.
Yeah. What years were you there? Were you there in the 70s?
I remember. I had to be.
You had to be.
Yeah, in Westmoreland and Moreland and Lund and I can't, Fairchild. Did you ever have
No. What did you do? What grade did you teach?
I taught second, and then I got my bilingual certification, and they moved me up to third.
Uh-huh.
I guess I taught with Westmoreland a couple years before my mother became ill, and I just quit.
Wow.
But I can't remember what year I quit. But I, yeah, it had to be if Jim was there.
Yeah.
Because Miss came in after Jim. You remember Miss?
No,
Well, how about the cute little gal, woman, she was a character. She died with Alzheimer's, but she was so funny. Olivia
Olivia, no.
Oh, she was there at the
beginning. I knew very few of the teachers.
If you didn't have them.
Right. And I can't remember the names of, like, my Spanish teachers or, like, my, you know, those other teachers that you get when you move up into the upper
music
grades.
Music. Music.
Yeah, she helped me a lot. Yeah.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
you said you lived in Cresma. I thought, oh, a lot of my children came from Cresma.
Yeah.
And a lot of them came from the housing down in, oh, where the Jewish communities, what was that housing? Oh, boy, some... I really got an education teaching them. You know, I really saw where you don't have a mommy and a daddy and the happy children, you know.
That's horrible.
Unbelievable as a teacher. Well, I learned a lot teaching school. Oh, I really did. You know,
I had
such a sheltered life. And my boys had a sheltered life because the drugs hadn't really come into Coronado until, I guess, my Chris, the one I just talked to, he's 45. I guess when Chris was a junior and a senior, it was just coming into...
Well, gosh, you know, we didn't have gangs until the year after I left Coronado. So, I mean, I had a sheltered life, really.
Oh, I know you did. Yeah. But think of, you know, your grandmother's generation, how much more sheltered probably your grandmother was, and even your mom, or you. Let's face it, you know, with each generation... It got worse and worse, society started, I'm not supposed to be talking about that, and society started accepting all these things.
Yeah.
That's where we've just gone to.
Yeah, and I had such a good time at LBJ.
Good.
All those kids, we really got along. It didn't matter where we were from or who our parents were or anything. And then we got up to Moorhead, and all of a sudden it was whether you had money or not.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Moorhead became kind of wild. It still is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bad.
Got a pretty bad
that
reputation.
That was a bad time,
I think I still have an annual in there.